USA Radio News.
President Trump is in North Carolina tonight on the eve of the second and final debate before Election Day. His chief of staff, Mark Meadows, appeared on Fox News and spoke about the latest talks regarding the COVID relief package.
Advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons? And I don't think our chances get better after election.
The CDC held a press conference Wednesday to discuss the latest on COVID-19. Jay Butler had the latest numbers.
The past week, we've seen nearly 60,000 cases a day on average, as well as 700 deaths. And we're also seeing cases increase in really all parts of the country, in the Midwest particularly, likely in part because people are moving indoors with the arrival of cooler temperatures.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Former presidential candidate Mitt Romney has admitted that he did not vote for President Trump when casting his 2020 ballot. Romney, who lost the 2012 election to Barack Obama, has been outspoken about his differences with the president. Romney and the president attempted to make amends at one point, and he was even considered for Secretary of State ahead of Romney's 2018 Senate run. Trump endorsed his election bid. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer has been always given credit for his ability to coach candidates preparing for debates. Fleischer appeared on Fox News and discussed what President Trump should focus on during tomorrow's debate.
People who were previously poor made more money than any other economic recovery. He's got a great story to tell. COVID, you know, I think the COVID story is already written, and that's been hurting the president. And I think one of the debate segments will be about COVID. The president will clearly play defense.
Fleischer added that the black vote will be key even more than in 2016, saying that's where Hillary Clinton lost the election. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A new poll shows a majority of Americans support Judge Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation to the Supreme Court. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
A new Gallup poll released on Tuesday finds that 51% of Americans want to see Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll also found that 46% of adults oppose Barrett's confirmation, while 3% do not have an opinion on her filling the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Monday, Republicans struck down an effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to adjourn the Senate until after the election, which would have effectively moved Barrett's confirmation until after Election Day. Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she would vote against Barrett because she does not believe a nominee should be brought forth before the presidential election.
Students at the University of Michigan are under a stay-in-place order after a spike in COVID-19 cases on campus. Local public health officials issued the order Tuesday, with it set to expire on November 3rd. Washtenaw County officials say they had 4,300 confirmed coronavirus cases as of Wednesday morning, and that University of Michigan students living on and off campus accounted for more than 600 of those. Tropical storm watches are in effect in Bermuda as the latest Atlantic storm strengthens into a hurricane. Epsilon is expected to approach the island on Thursday, and it could make a direct hit. While not expected to make landfall in the United States, the Northeast could still see high winds and dangerous surf conditions this weekend as Epsilon moves into the North Atlantic. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.